I'm Joe Lowry, Nayli's son-in-law, married to Deborah. Deborah and I will be celebrating our 29th wedding anniversary next month. So I've known Nayli for over 30 years. After I passed the initial hurdles of what school did you go to and why didn't you go to graduate school, Nayli was incredibly open to me. And I often felt that she was the mother I still wish was around. And it wasn't just me either. Valerie, Gavin's daughter, remembers how welcoming she was to her as a teenager when Gavin and Nayli were married. And Nayli continued to extend her graciousness through the generations and recently addressed Valerie's stepdaughter's Jewish school class about her experiences as a hidden child. One of Nayli's most endearing qualities was her strong connection to her past. Here's one example. For many years, every holiday season, Jenny would go out on a hunt for a bûche de Noël, a Yule log cake, so it could help her mother celebrate the holidays of her youth. And from the very first time, Nayli would taste it and say, "No bûche," meaning she didn't think it was authentically French. She did this so many times that it became a saying in the family. Anytime someone tastes a much-anticipated dish and it's not prepared exactly right, they yell, "No bûche." Nayli was a bit of a night owl, but one who needed a nap. Often when Deborah, Margot, and I would visit from New York, I'd stay up to read, and everyone else but Nayli and I had gone to bed. In fact, around 11 o'clock, Nayli was almost always asleep on the couch. Suddenly, she'd start talking. Without even getting up, opening her eyes, or anything. Just relating today's events, asking a question about my work, or quite often, talking about a stranger that she had just met that day. Inevitably, she would start weaving this amazing web of intricate connections as she described each person that she had encountered in detail, what they did, what school they went to, of course, and most importantly, their family and their friends. Then, she'd launch into a detailed description of those friends and family, their heritage, education, work, and connections to other people, which she also started describing. Nayli could easily talk for 45 minutes or more about the people in her life and the people in their lives and so on, all with complete authority. Just as she suddenly started, she'd say, "Time for bed," and then she'd go off to take her late evening shower. After she left, I sat there just dumbfounded, really truly amazed at her grasp of details and her story-weaving abilities, my mind just kind of bursting as I tried to keep all of that information straight and wondering how on earth she could do it. But for Nayli, it was easy. She believed in the family of man. She extended her love and support throughout her network of friends and family of friends, reaching out to help whoever she could because other friends and family of friends had helped her, her sister, and her family in the most dire of times. Nayli was connected to all of us here, from immediate family, close friends, neighbors on the Stanford campus, colleagues at the university, to friends in San Francisco, Sacramento, Texas, DC, New York, London, Paris, Bordeaux. We're a truly global network. Nayli's connections do not just span the world. They also span generations. Her influence and life resonate in those of her students, her children, her grandchildren, and I'm sure her grandchildren's children to come. We're all Nehle's family, and we will never forget her.